all you nifty nerds, gaming goons, and joystick jockeys out there in pixel land. This is Double Shift, the show where seasoned game industry vets talk about frog baseball. But before we get to that, we will talk about video games just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. It is.
I am your host, Mike.
Do you remember your name today?
Nope. A.K.A. DJ. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. Along with my friend, former colleague, and currently in that gangsta lean, in that gangsta lean.
Oh, yes.
Danelle, say hello, Danelle.
Hello.
I thought you might like that song.
I do like that song.
I actually had a different name for you this week, and I was driving back from somewhere last night, and I had 90s on 9 on Sirius XM, and that song came on, and I was like, oh, that's better. In That Gangsta Lean is a better name for you.
I don't even know if I have that on my... I do not. Now I'm adding it to my library, thanks.
Awesome. This one's for my homies.
Yes.
Speaking of our homies, hey, producer Jeff's here.
Hey, yo.
Look at him. Look at him go.
Look at him look all fresh.
Yeah, fresh and or clean, but not both.
Stupid. How can you not be one or the other?
I don't know. There's a way, though. All right, listen, I'm going to just quickly shout out our Instagram page, Double Shift Pod, all one word. Go follow it. Same with our email. Email us. And our YouTube, not all one word, Double Shift Pod. Go to all of them. Listen, watch videos. Comment, leave hearts, leave like, thumbs up things, and in fact, I'm not going to ask Jeff if we have any fan mail this week, because I know we do have a question from a fan for Danelle. Actually, I guess it's not really a question, it's more of a statement.
Oh, no.
And I think I'm just going to say the statement, Danelle, and I suppose we'll see what your response is. I actually don't know what your response is, because I'm not sure if I get this specific reference as it pertains to you, but are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not going to tell you who the fan is, either.
Okay.
R.I.P. Halfpenny.
Oh! It's a fish and chips place in Milpitas.
Oh, okay.
It was there for years, like 20 years, 30 years, like...
Gotcha.
It was a staple in Milpitas, and they went out of business.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Like, maybe less than 10 years ago, something like that. When we found out, I was like, what? I mean, that was, like, the local place to go.
I see. Okay. I was halfway expecting, like, you to, like, start laughing really hard and be like, oh, God, I can't believe R.I.P. Halfpenny... someone said that. So it's not, so you don't even know who said it.
I do not.
Oh, well, I don't know. Possibly there's a sound effect that could give it away, but I'm not sure how.
Maynard?
I'm not sure how quick on the draw Jeff is.
Well, I know he didn't say it.
He did. It was from him. I guess he liked it. So.
How does he know Halfpenny?
Listen, I don't know. He's not here. We got to get him here. We got to get him right behind me. You know? You remember the Tom Green show? On MTV, and they had the guy that just stood in the back and laughed. We're going to rip that off and have Alberto. So shout out Halfpenny and shout out Alberto. I was a Race Street Market fish and chips boy when I was growing up. That's also gone. So what are you going
to
do?
Never went to San Jose.
Yeah, I didn't want to either, trust me. Not this young, innocent Santa Clara lad. Couldn't handle San Jose, so...
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
In this week's episode, blandly titled Double Dash, Double Shift.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about Mario Kart. Why, do you ask? Do you remember why we're talking about it there, Danelle?
Did you ask me?
I did.
To do next?
Yeah, last week I was like, what should we do next? And you're like, I don't know, Mario Kart. So.
And it's very fitting.
It is.
It just came out.
Yeah. It's good. I'm glad you said that because, well, you already let me know that you knew, but what I wrote was, little does she know, well, maybe she does, the new Mario Kart World came out yesterday along with the Switch 2. At the time of recording any day, anyways. We're like a week behind or ahead or whatever in recording, so by the time this comes out, it would have been out for like a week or two, but...
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
But if you were in the room with us today, it came out yesterday, so... Look at us. Celebrating new games. We've done Doom. We did the Doom thing. Doom, Doom, Doom.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, that lets us also talk about old stuff. Because if an old franchise releases a new game, we're going to celebrate it. And then we get to talk about all the old stuff. So.
Yep.
So, yeah. And Danelle almost bought a Switch 2, but then she didn't. But that's okay. You'll get one at some point, so.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't really want it, but I do, but I don't. And I don't really play games, but it might make me play games. And
you say that. I saw on the Discords the other night, at least your profile was playing the Phasmatopia, game.
Yeah. So. I downloaded Police Simulator 2, which is another one that they play around here. They like playing that. I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet.
Okay. I want to check that one out as well. Game Pass, sponsor us. You're great.
Absolutely. I know. I think that was another reason why I didn't want to get the Switch, because I was like, well, there's so much free games on Xbox. Like,
yeah. Well, listen, the Switch, if you sign up for their online service, which isn't too much. Actually, I wanted to shout this out before we get to Mario Kart. The Switch 2 also gives fans a chance to play some classic GameCube games if you have a Nintendo online subscription. And they even sell like a GameCube controller that you can hook up to your Switch, which is pretty cool. If you like spending money, that is. I don't like spending money because I don't have any. But if I did, I would totally get that GameCube controller. In fact, contributing staff writer and Jeff's best friend, Sam Squance, got a Switch 2 and the GameCube controller yesterday. And he sent me a picture. And do you know what game he was playing, Danelle?
Mario Kart.
Well, he did. But Soul Calibur 2.
No.
And I basically bring that up to you guys so that I had a chance to yell Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah, I know.
But he was. He was playing Soul Calibur 2, which is cool.
Oh.
So that's fun. So anyways, nice. Mario Kart is the main subject of today. We all love Mario Kart, I think, except for Jeff, who loves nothing.
himself.
He does love him. The jury's out on that. Jeff likes playing FIFA with like 10 other people, so you play like as one person and online. It sounds terrible, honestly, but anyways, I used to have to test that kind of stuff at EA. It was not fun to be one person on the team. I never got past two. I don't want to really do like Mario Kart history. Everyone knows Mario Kart, I think. It came out when we were kids, and so we know it. And then it's one of the few games besides Roblox, Minecraft, and Fortnite that my kids actually love today.
Really?
That their kids will love it. So we all know Mario Kart. Yeah, they love Mario Kart. I mean, how can you not? So rather than history, I'd rather talk about some experiences with it. So Danelle, since this, you know, was your idea for the episode, do you have any core memories or stories or favorite thing, a few of your favorite things? I was going to sing it, and then I didn't. I just said it. When it comes to Mario Kart?
Oh, yeah. It was my fondest memories are me and my friends sitting around playing together. Because I'm the one that had the consoles when I was, like, in junior high and high school. So everyone used to come to my house and play the games. And everybody loved Mario Kart. And to this day, like, well, I mean, not to, like, boast myself. But I was, like, the queen. Nobody could really beat me. And to this day, everybody's always, like wanting to play me still, and all the new ones that come out. I don't own them, but you know, they're like, we used to play Mario Kart together, and we had so much fun eating Hot Pockets and playing Mario Kart together. And Toad is the man. That's my character. I don't know if you're going to ask that later on in episode, but
Toad is the man. Well, he is sort of a man. I don't know what Toad is actually, but he's your guy. He's your dude.
Yeah, but so much fun. Hours and hours. Me and my friends would just sit around and just play Mario Kart, and it was so much fun. So, and then at one point, I had a giant projector, and we played it on that, and that was awesome.
That's the best.
Could you imagine giant Mario Kart? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's the dream scenario for Mario Kart, is on a giant screen, possibly outside. But not,
I know,
not always.
It's so hard outside. It has to be like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, because it's too bright to see anything on those things. But
it's gotta be perfect.
It's gotta be me.
It's actually June now. Nothing else.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Mario Kart always has been and always will be fun. We used to have at MZ, we used to have tournaments in the office.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so we had here, I'm gonna show you. I actually have a prop here, Danelle. I don't know if you could see this, but
this is
the belt. All right. I'm sure you know about the belt, but this is the belt that we had.
One at Namco too.
Yeah, I mean it's such an easy thing to get excited for. But we used to host like tournaments in the name of team building. Whoever won the tournament would get the belt and hold on to the belt and pick the next game and that kind of stuff. Time somebody won the belt and then they picked the next game, which was Mario Kart, but it was like the battle mode where you have to like pop the balloons and stuff, you know.
I didn't used to like that mode, but it's something different after a while when you're just tired of racing, just like, I'm gonna beat your ass. Like,
yeah, it's a little bit more intense.
Yeah trying to run away from them, and oh man, it's just so frustrating. It's fun.
Yeah, no, we had a blast. In fact, we were too loud often, and
I could see that.
Yeah, it wasn't with Mario Kart, but there was another game that we were playing, and we were like, I guess, pretty loud. And then someone came and asked us to keep it down, even though it was lunchtime. But anyways, it's like, all right. And so,
jerk.
And so we after that, we kind of chose our areas carefully. Actually, I would actually say more so, the company chose our areas carefully when they moved us around all the time. You guys are over here now. So anyways, we could be a little bit more loud when we had these tournaments. But I mentioned we have a tournament. I mentioned we have the belt. You're probably thinking, oh, you won the Mario Kart tournament.
Yeah.
I didn't. I got second place in Mario Kart. But I have the belt. I mean, first of all, I bought it for the team because, you know, I was the manager. So I would like to keep it. But I didn't just be a jerk and take it home. I actually won a different game. So I had the belt, and then the pandemic happened. So it retired with me, and so.
Nice. I know. I was wondering why you still have it. Why you have it?
Yeah, we were in the middle of a Bloody Roar tournament, then the pandemic happened. So we never finished.
A likely story.
Yeah, I was gonna lose too, for sure.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, the Mario Kart was always the best, I think, when we did that. But my most core memory of Mario Kart involves being constipated.
What?
Yeah, listen, hear me out. So, when I was in sixth grade, I went to science camp. This has nothing to do with anything. I went to a Catholic school, so it was like a Catholic science camp. So, that's a little bit of an oxymoron, religion and science. But it was cool. It was really fun. But I don't know if it was the food that I was eating or high anxiety or what it was. I couldn't go all week. It was terrible.
That's the worst.
There's always one at science camp. And unfortunately for me, it was me. And it was awful. So anyways, came home. I was feeling terrible, feeling awful. And then finally I got home, and let's just say I felt better, but I questioned everything about life itself and my existence on this earth. It was not a good experience, but I eventually felt better, and I just needed some good R&R, and it was Friday afternoon, and I basically had the living room to myself that night. And that's important, because for most of my childhood, the living room was like pretty much the only TV in the house.
Yeah.
And it was always, so youngest of five kids, two parents, it was often a fight.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Every once in a while, someone maybe found a TV during like clean sweep week in Santa Clara, where they throw away junk on the street, and dragged it in and played Nintendo for like a month or two before the TV busted. It was mostly in the living room. I got home from science camp. I have it that night. My dad always won that battle, by the way. If he got involved, he would always get the TV. But feeling very emotional from the traumatic experience of my gastrointestinal exorcism.
Okay.
Say that 15 times fast.
No.
I needed to forget the past and relax with the good old night of gaming. And what's this? Super Mario Kart is in the pile of games. We don't own Super Mario Kart.
Nice.
My brother must have borrowed it or something while I was gone. And so that was amazing. And I played it before, of course, but I never had it to myself for a full Friday night after a terrible experience at science camp. So I played that game. I played it for hours. I mean, I still remember it. Like, it's like that burned in my memory. Played it all night. The Mushroom Cup, the Flower Cup, the Star Cup. Beat all those. Beat 50 and 100 CC, and then you get the Special Cup, and I smashed that. And then I got to 150 CC, and then from there, heroically, I can't even cap anymore. I kind of suck at that 150 CC, but it was still fun. And then, at that point, I was done anyways because it was Friday night. In 1996, I think, and Unsolved Mysteries comes on
ooh,
soon.
So, nice.
I wanted to watch that, and then I couldn't sleep at night, and I still can't sleep at night. Maybe I should watch that show as a kid. But anyways, Mario Kart's no mystery, Danelle. It's fun, correct?
No yes.
Mystery that it's fun. Do you know what else is fun? Well, maybe 20 years ago was fun. I don't know what you're up to nowadays, but drinking games. Drinking games are fun, right?
Oh,
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. What do you know anything about Mario Kart drinking games, Danelle?
No, I actually had no idea this was a thing.
It's quite the phenomenon.
Oh, no. I want to hear this.
Yeah. And so I've never done, like, I've had beers while playing Mario Kart, but I've never done, like, a Beerio Kart or Mario Kart drinking game or whatever they call it. And so that's, like, two games at the same time. That's too much games. Drinking game and Mario Kart game.
I can imagine getting dizzy if you get too drinking too, and you're watching the.
Yeah, plus it's drinking and driving, right? I mean, it's
highly
illegal. But a ton of people, it's quite popular, and everything that I've seen and heard about it over the years, there's like a lot of variants out there that people have created. So, for example, and I got this from some random Reddit user, so, you know, so don't get mad at me if you don't like these rules. Okay. This one, he calls it drunk driving, and the rules are simple. Everyone starts with an unopened beer. Well, that's not fun, unopened. When the race begins, you may then open your drink. You may open and drink from your respective beer. You may not drink and drive at the same time, because that's illegal. You must set down your controller, then drink. Coasting is allowed, so you can kind of go...
It's ridiculous.
And, yeah, kind of coast along. And you can only cross the finish line on the last lap if your beer is empty.
What? But how does someone know?
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a. Hopefully, there's a referee, right? Maybe holds up the can like, oh, it's not empty.
Yeah.
You're disqualified.
Yeah, pour it upside down to prove it.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna get messy.
Yeah.
If the race ends and you have not finished your beer, you have to take a shot. If you come in last place, you have to take a shot. And if you come in first place, you get to pick the shot that the losers take.
Oh.
So that's one variant.
Okay.
Sounds confusing, but it's really not. Like, you got to finish your beer, but you can't drink and drive.
Yeah.
And so maybe, I think there's certain rules where if you fall off the map and the cloud dude brings you back, you can drink then, that kind of thing, right? But, I would just beat y'all to the finish line by, like, minutes and then sit there. Put my beer and then, like, you know, go over. I don't know. Maybe I'm not that good, but. And then there's another set of rules called take a sip when. And that might include rules such as, and I quote, grab a beer or wine cooler or prepare a mixed drink for everyone participating. Woof, they're getting crazy with this one. Play the game as you normally would with your ultimate goal to achieve first place. To keep things interesting, pause and take a drink when. You get hit by an item, so like a shell
or
a lightning ball. You run into a damaging item, so like one of the big bomb bombs or fake item box or whatever. You fall off the map, that's another one. Or if the player in first place dodges a blue shell, which, I mean, who's doing that? Not death. then everyone has to take a drink. So yeah, that's like this couple example of Mario Kart drinking games. Are you gonna do this, Danelle, with your friend?
I kind of want to now, because that's my friend. She has a first Switch, and she's been trying to get us all to come over and play Mario Kart together, and that is the plan. So now I'm gonna bring this up to her, and I think we'll do it.
Yeah, and you can make up your own rules, you know. And I would say let's do that, but just as a little spoiler alert. We do have a alcohol-themed Mario Kart segment at the end of the show for the rapid-fire segment, so let's not get too boozy. We don't want to rile up Alberto, after all, you know?
Hey, Mikey.
Oh, it's too late.
Too
late. We riled him up. yeah, there you go. Mario Kart drinking game. Let's all do it. Let's do it with the kids. Okay, maybe
I'll drink my smoothie to that.
Yeah, and I'll drink my sparkling water, sunshine, naturally essenced LaCroix. And, oh, Jeff has an athletic brewing company beer.
What is that?
That's a non-alcoholic beer. Jeff, is that the one I got you for? Okay. I got Jeff a beer pack for a
Does it taste like sports?
Yes. It tastes like sweat.
Jock straps.
Nice. Yes. It's actually, you know what? As far as NA beers go, it's not bad. NA beers aren't
non-alcoholic
bad.
Beer?
Yeah.
Why are you drinking that?
Because he doesn't want the alcohol or the excess calories or the sugar or the liver damage. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong with that.
That'd make me so upset.
You know, maybe, but if you like Guinness, so Guinness sponsor us because I'm about to give you a big plug.
Oh, is that what it tastes like?
No. But the Guinness, the zero alcohol Guinness. Yeah. Tastes like a Guinness. It's crazy. If someone didn't tell you, like maybe 4 out of 5 people would, or 1 out of 5 people would be like, nah, this ain't right. But I'm telling you, it's like everything, the mouthfeel, the pour, the color, the fizz. It just doesn't have the booze. And Guinness doesn't have that much booze anyway. So,
Interesting.
Sponsor is Guinness.
Yeah.
Give us $40 per mention. Okay.
Farty?
Farty. Ah, it's me birthday. I don't feel farty. Sorry, that's my Irish impression. Farty. Anyways, Mario Kart. Have you played every single Mario Kart that's been released?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not. Okay.
Nope. I haven't even played 8.
No, you haven't? The Switch one?
Is it 8? I was going to say, is that what the one, the Switch?
Well, there's 8 that came out on the Wii U, and then 8 Ultimate, which came out on the Switch, that they milked for the last... God, 7 years or something like that. But it's great. It's a great game. They added a lot of stuff, so.
But I guess I have, but like not too much because I didn't own any of them.
Right. I think
was there one for the Wii? I'm assuming there had to have been.
Yeah, and you could buy
the wheel
and put the Wiimote in it. I think I had.
Oh, I did have a wheel, but that thing's so stupid.
Yeah, I didn't really use it. We bought it though.
There was a one of the Switch 2 bundles that didn't sell out for the longest time on GameStop, like 2 days ago. It was a bundle that came with the Mario Kart, and it came with the wheel.
Oh, and then
it came with, like, another, like, the other, like, controller, like, the actual, maybe it was, like, the controller charger thing. Oh, but anyways, okay. I was like, I don't care about that stupid wheel. I did not. Yeah. I think it came, might have even came with 2 wheels, I think. And I was like, the idea is cool, but...
Yeah, no. You probably wouldn't use it.
It's not fun.
It's for the children. Wu-Tang and wheels are for the children. I think I've played every single one, even the mobile game, which, you know, whatever.
I have not.
I didn't play that AR, like, go-kart one where you buy the actual, like, radio control car and you can race it around the house and, like...
What?
Yeah, like on your phone or screen.
I didn't know about that either.
You can set up a track. Yeah, I mean, it looks cool, but it's expensive and it's a toy. So it doesn't count. Doesn't count. and obviously, I haven't played the new one either. Only the lucky ones who got the Switch 2 last night at the time of this recording have played it. So that doesn't count either. I will play it. And that won't stop me from giving my review of the new Mario Kart. So, Danelle, if you think you're the only one who can review games without playing them, think again.
Oh. No, your reviews are so much better, too. You go into it in depth. And...
That sucks that you said that I go in depth. Spoiler alert, too, later in the show, we will have a Danelle Reviews Games segment. But let's get to a new segment. Mike K reviews games he hasn't played, but in one sentence.
You're hilarious.
And then of course, I'm going to rip off the last drive-in with my rating system because I feel akin to it. But here's my review of the new Mario Kart that I haven't played. In the new Mario Kart, you can play as a cow, and I think that's adorable. 4 stars. Mikey says, check it out. What do you think? What do you think of my review? Pretty good?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Wonderball.
Yeah. It definitely got straight to the point.
Yeah. I want to play as a cow. That would be the first character. I'm a Rosalina and Luma fan, and all of the Mario, you know, party-style games. I always like them, but... yeah, cow. I would go with cow first, at least.
One of the videos that I was watching for the review, that's the guy who was like, cow? Of course I want to play as cow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I swear, because you mentioned this too before, and I was like, what the hell is the obsession with this damn cow? I don't know. It's not... Is he from something?
Yeah, like, from one of the tracks or probably several of the tracks from throughout the years, just like walking on the side.
In the background. That's what I was thinking. Oh.
Yeah, there's like
I'm not excited about cow.
Oh, what about chicken? No, there's no chicken. Remember cow and chicken? No?
Yeah, I do.
Good. You don't sound excited, but you remember it.
Yeah, because it wasn't, I mean, I watched it, but I don't remember being like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm eternally 13 years old, so that still is with me. You are excited about snacks, though, I believe, right?
My goodness. How did I forget about snacks?
Who's not excited?
Snacks?
Booyakasha. All right.
I thought about you when I was at the store, like, yesterday, because there was a bag of snacks, and it had, like, Doritos 3Ds in them. I don't know if we talked about that, but it reminded me.
Yeah, maybe we did a little bit, yeah.
But we did for some reason. It got brought up, and I started laughing. It was like this big old, like, mixed bag of different kind of chips. And I was like, oh, snacks?
You know, this podcast is going to get so big one day that we're going to have our own line of snacks. And in Target will be featured a life-size cardboard cutout of you.
No, I hope
displaying
not.
Displaying our snacks and with the word bubble that says snacks, which is spelled with an X, by the way, because I slept a lot in English class, so that's why. But snacks, of course, if you don't know, if you're new, or if you just are very forgetful, is where we pair dope games with dope snacks. And just like fine wine and fancy food, that's what we're doing today with dope food and dope snacks. On to the segment.
I'm excited. What is it?
So today, it's not so much a snack, although I suppose you can treat it as a place to get snacks, spelled with an X.
Oh.
It is a restaurant. In fact, it is a taqueria. In fact, Danielle, it is the taqueria in bold.
Okay. Right?
Of course, that's just my opinion, but really it's not. Yeah. I mean, if you watch any man on the street kind of Instagram video or whatever, like walking around the Bay Area asking people what the best taqueria in the city is, most people will say this place, okay?
I think I know what you're going to say.
I hope you do. In fact, local punk legends, a band called Hickey, even wrote a song about it, which my band covered at the Cherry Bar, which was the old Covered Wagon Saloon, a very legendary kind of punk rock and metal club in San Francisco. And when we covered it, there was like two guys in the audience that were super excited. But allow me to sing just a little bit of it so I can finally reveal the name of this glorious place.
Sing. Oh, okay.
Ooh, hold on. Me. All right. El Farolito, save my soul. It's a long way back to Mexico. And I don't know if I'm ever gonna make it home. Yes. El Farolito, three locations in the city to serve you. You don't know.
I don't know that one actually.
What did you think I was gonna say?
La Vix?
Oh no, La Vix would be South Bay. This is San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I
don't know if I've ever eaten Mexican in San Francisco.
Well, how dare you? Mission style burritos come from the Mission District, right? I think maybe not. Maybe
I don't even know what the heck that is.
More like Mission, California. But so three locations. My locations was 24th in Alabama. All right. Open until 2 a.m. 2 a.m. That's pretty
dang.
Good. That wasn't my first experience, though. 24th in Mission, right down the street, is open until 4 a.m. So when I used to visit my brother and sister in the city before I lived there, we would often end up there at like 3 a.m. And that was always kind of a funny scene. They had a security guard and people were like dancing and getting all crazy and shit and laughing and sometimes smoking in the restaurant. It was quite a scene. But
oh yeah, I do. I see this. Closes 3:45 a.m.
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. But the food is why we're talking about it. Not the smoking and the dancing and the drinking and the security guards at the 4 a.m. It's the food. So I prefer the pollo asado or the grilled chicken.
I probably would too. That's
Not shredded. I don't go for
shredded. Oh, I like the shredded actually.
It depends, but if they have pollo asado, I would rather get the grilled. And they have like a really good marinade that's different from the shredded on the grilled. So Super Burrito was always my go-to, but then I discovered the Quesadilla Suiza, which is basically a super burrito but flat with more cheese. And I love, by the way, when taquerias have the flat rectangular quesadillas instead of like the half moon like Taco Bell would. Although, listen, Taco Bell quesadillas are bomb in their own right.
I don't know about that.
Well, it depends on the mood.
I don't even know if I've ever really had one. Not something I ever order from Taco Bell.
Well, that's, you know what, Danielle, good for you. Why give money to the man? They don't need it. Give it to El Farlito. Sing the song as you.
I think I might after this.
Oh my gosh, you should. Super nachos. That's El Farlito. Oh my god.
I know that's your like desert food. You said if you're stranded on a desert island, it would be nachos.
Nacho bar, yes.
Or nacho bar.
Because you can get all your nutrients, all your food.
That's groups. Cheating.
But no, listen, I don't make the rules. Jeff does, and we're here to break them. Super nachos.
You make me hungry.
Oh my god, yeah, me too. Actually, I haven't really eaten much. So, super nachos were huge. It could feed an army or even two Utahs. The two Utes. But I often took down that behemoth on my own, so it's no wonder to know why I gained so much weight in my 20s. Their chips were awesome, too. So, ooh, and even though they say on the menu they cost extra, they just give them to you. And then the nacho toppings, of course, are cheese, avocado, sour cream, jalapenos, onion, salsa, and your choice of meat. What are you going with? What's your choice of meat? The grilled chicken, do you like steak? Do you like
I don't know, I'm chicken. I don't like steak because it can be chewy depending on where you go sometimes. The steak can be overcooked I can't stand the chewy steak.
Or you might get the gristle.
Yeah, the gristle.
Break your teeth.
Mm-hmm. I know, I can't do it. Which is what happens sometimes with the chicken too, sometimes, which is why I don't like the chopped chicken, because sometimes you get pieces of gristle in there.
Not at El Farolito, I'll tell you what. So yeah, my wife and I lived in the city with my sister and her family, and we were walking distance to El Farolito, and boy, did we walk there a lot, Danielle. I tell you what. In fact, you know that you frequent a restaurant a lot when the guys behind the counter see you come in and recognize you and smile, and they're happy to see you, right? Like, there was that. And they would always hook it up, too. Extra fat or extra chips or just whatever it was. Free tacos.
That's sometimes. Awesome.
It was great. My wife is the one, actually, who found the ultimate combo there, though. And nowadays, when I go, which isn't as much, I'll usually get this too. Maybe I'll get some tacos on the side because a man's got to eat, Mr. Leahy. So she would get the regular quesadilla, which did come in a circle form or a full moon, as we called it. And she would add grilled chicken and add fresh avocado, not guacamole, but fresh avocado. And they were happy to do that. And it made it like fat. So it was like kind of flat.
Yeah.
And it made it like fat like that. Really good. And it was manageable, too, because it didn't have sour cream or, you know, guacamole or salsa to make it, like, soggy from the inside. But that's not the best part. In fact, I don't know if you agree with me on this, Danielle, but for me, a taqueria is elite and judged by one thing and one thing only, and that is their salsa. Their salsa is really bomb. I mean, the meat's got to be good, too, but if their salsa is bomb, especially when it's a self-serve salsa bar, say that 40 times fast. No.
Yeah, I
not, even,
what you
not even half of once. But yeah, that's when you know it's good. So all of them were good, but for me it's the salsa verde, or for you, Danielle, who doesn't speak Spanish, it's the green salsa. Fire.
Hey, horrible.
Well, so what did you say? yeah, super fire. I mean, not spicy. Kids nowadays call something fire when it's good. It was garlicky and fresh, and it was green. And we would get so many of them that we could bring them home because it goes good on everything, and it goes good on every El Farolito bite. And for some reason on Sundays, it was extra good. I'm pretty sure this is true, actually. They had a guy who only worked on Sundays to make the salsa.
What the heck?
And I don't know what he did to it, but he deserves
salsa guy.
He deserves a reward. And I want to give a shout out to Noggin, who also shares a love of this place and the green Sunday salsa, who would sometimes bring Yuta and I a few cups of the stuff every once in a while.
What? That's fancy.
And sometimes, like, you know, I would put it on food. I'm not even joking. Sometimes if I had enough of it, I would...
Sometimes you would put it on food?
Sometimes I would just take a shot of it. Like it's so good. When it's good,
wow.
Like, I would put it on food, but I would save one. Like, an extra.
You're so weird.
Yeah, I know. Let me get a few cups to go so I can have some Verde shooters. I never actually said that.
Was your poop green?
No, it was not. It wasn't that deep. If it wasn't like, you know, kale based or anything like that. Tomatillo.
Tomatillo?
Tomatillo.
Good man.
Tomatillo. So when I worked, I lived in the city. I worked at EA, and then eventually some other teammates that also lived up there, but they would meet us at our local hunt right down the street from El Farolito. It was called Dirty Thieves.
Oh, that sounds shady.
No, it was an awesome little dive bar. Shout out to the homie Ronnie Bondani, a nickname I just gave him right now, for meeting us there the most. We were there all the time. We actually became pretty well known there as well. Small dive bar, crazy people, cheap drinks, often free. Shout out to bartender Shane from New Zealand. Who
you remember
he,
everybody's names.
Oh, Shane was the best. If he got annoyed with customers, he wouldn't say anything. Like if someone was being belligerent, he would just take out the soda gun and spray them with the soda water.
No, he wouldn't.
Until they got out. And the, 9 times out of 10, they deserved it. There was one time where I was like, oh, yeah. Shane, I don't know, bud. But anyways, yeah, that was that type of bar.
That's hilarious.
He even had a regular that we called Barney, and that guy was kind of fucked.
Barney Rubble. Trouble.
Barney, like, from The Simpsons, you know.
Oh, okay.
Don't cry for me. I'm already dead. And then you can do an impression of the burp. Do you have a burp lined up for us? Or?
I do not, actually.
Oh, I'm sure we'll hear it later.
Yeah, I'm sure. After I get done with the smoothie.
So, anyways, we would go to Dirty Thieves, and we would all go to El Farolito after we were done. The bar was closed. So shout out to Double G, filled with glee, who came up with this monstrosity that was the Chile Relleno Burrito. So that's right. One night he was inebriated, or feeling good, I guess. He wasn't, like, plastered, but he ordered a Chile Relleno, and then he was like, hey, do you think you guys could put this in a Super Burrito, actually? And they were like,
oh, my God.
They were like, yeah, okay. And then he ate it, and it was brutal and beautiful at the same time, which equals what? Brutiful.
Nice.
And he got that every time we went. So.
Wow.
So yeah, you gotta go to El Farolito now, and you gotta let me
it
know
sounds
how it
like
is.
It.
This
yeah.
is an assignment. You don't have to do it anytime soon. Just next time you're in the cité.
Yeah.
Live in for the cité. You could go there and let
on
us.
On my list.
Make a vlog of it, in fact. We'll put it on our Instagram. Danelle
reviews
El Farolito after trying it, for once.
I will let you know.
Yes, please. Green salsa. Take a shot.
Oh.
Honorable mention goes to Napper Tandy, which doesn't have a song, but it was an Irish pub right down the street from
what?
Here.
Napper Tandy?
Napper Tandy.
Napper Tandy.
And so they had Bangin' Bangers and Mash and good old Boddington's. We went there, too. But that was all about El Farolito's. And now we must pair this with the game, of course.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Duh. We always forget. We're a video game podcast.
Too busy talking about food. I'm just like, yeah, go on.
We might just have to evolve this show into the Gamer Snack Show. But one day. if we run out of material, which I don't think that we will.
One day.
This is the Mario Kart episode, so we have to pair it with Mario Kart game. Duh.
Duh.
So since we're going back to, like, in my head, 2006, 2007, it's only fair that I pick Mario Kart Double Dash for the GameCube. Have you played that one?
I have.
Oh, good. That's, like, maybe one of my favorites out of the series, or if not my favorite, I don't know. I had a GameCube at my sister's house and that game. I let my sister's family have a GameCube. That's right, Danelle. I said a GameCube, not my GameCube, because there was one point where I had about 6 GameCubes.
What?
At once. Yeah, they were so cheap at the end of its life cycle.
They were, for sure.
Like, if you traded in games, like, you could almost get it for free. Like, at the store, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. Throw in another GameCube, please.
I still have mine.
Oh, and you have your Wave Bird, but you don't have the sensor. That's sad.
No, I do have the sensor, but it doesn't work.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I wonder if I still have Mario Kart for it now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I hope. Never get rid of it, because that stuff is worth so much money nowadays.
I have other GameCube games that I was looking at that I saw in my boxes, but now when I have to have it somewhere.
You have to. We should appraise it. I bet it's worth a pretty penny, but you should hang on to it.
Yep.
So yeah, I had like 6 GameCubes, so I just like left them places. So like anytime.
Oh my, you're so funny.
Like, yeah, I'm coming over. I'm gonna play the GameCube that I left there. So we played it all the time, both before I lived there and when I lived there. Double Dash was awesome, and by the way, that's why our episode name is called Double Dash Double Shift. It's an homage to this title.
Oh, you're so smart.
I am. You know, you're the first person to ever say that to me. So thank you.
Oh, stop.
Double Dash, of course, you pick 2 characters and you could switch between them while driving. Each character had their own special item that they would get, like Donkey Kong got bananas, for example.
I thought that was going to be the snack, like a banana or something.
Who wants to just eat a banana. I mean, they're good for you, but they're not exciting. I guess bananas and Cheerios is a pretty good snack, but...
Oh, I was just talking about that last night. That's funny.
Pretty elite, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Donkey Kong got bananas, Mario got fireballs, and, of course, Charlie Brown got a rock. Wait. My memories are all clashing.
A rock.
I got a rock.
I got a rock.
But, yeah, that, you know, the double trouble added, like, levels of strategy. You can use different combos of characters, different items, different weight classes, and... and it was cool because, like, the dude that was riding on the back would throw the item. I mean, that makes sense, too. The guy who's driving shouldn't throw items. He should drive. Gosh darn it. Pay attention. Might as well have the passenger throw the item. And so, yeah, there's all sorts of combos you could do to, like, kind of optimize your car loadout or whatever. But my favorite part was, like, the passenger hanging on for dear life.
I know. Yes. Yes.
Super chaotic and adorable. I love the graphics and the animation. Just amazing. Especially when the characters switch spots, you know, they would kind of like shift and like jump, and like that was always fun. And the GameCube, I love it for so many reasons, but one of the reasons is those graphics, like in that game.
Yeah.
Totally like define the looks of all those Nintendo characters for the next few years, I would say 10, 15 years. So that's important. It got good tracks. Tracks is spelled with an X.
Yes, of course.
I mean, all the games have good tracks, which is, again, spelled with an X. And, of course, it had good tracks, as in music. Because
oh, look at you. You're on it today.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm not even reading. It's all from the jump. Yeah, of course it had good music because it's Nintendo. Nintendo's the best. And by the way, those tracks that I just mentioned are also spelled with an X. And they never made another Mario Kart like this again, which is kind of, I don't know. I thought it was really good, but that was like the most unique. Double Dash is one of a kind, which is confusing. It's a confusing sentence to say, given the contrast and numeric value, but people loved it. It was super competitive, which is another reason why I love the GameCube. So many gosh darn iconic competitive games from the GameCube.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. What do you say, Danelle? Pretty good combo, I think, today, right?
Yeah. I'm down with it.
You should go to El Farolito and bring a CRT TV, which will weigh 25 pounds, if not more, and your GameCube and your Mario Kart Double Dash, and set it up. No one's going to care. You can eat your quesadillas and your super nachos and your green salsa shots, and you can play Mario Kart and you can vlog it and then go to Dirty Thieves after. And well, actually, it's a different name now, but you can make
it. Sounds
a whole
like vlog. A whole day.
The whole day.
And, sounds fun to me.
I'm so caught up in this fantasy, Danelle, that I have to say I can't even go on. I need you to take over if you don't mind, and I need you to review games.
Oh no!
I need you to. Review game. Yeah! Danelio reviews games! Yeah, Danelle reviews games. Obviously, we asked her about Mario Kart World, but she has not played. But before we get to that, Jeff, I think we can make a better song. I was thinking about it. If we can make like a fake version of like Foxy by Jimi Hendrix. Fake version, like kind of like WCW used to make fake versions of songs so they didn't get sued for royalties.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. They did it all the time, and with Jimi Hendrix songs, you know, it'd be like dang 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 dang. So we gotta hit the studio soon, is what I'm saying. Anyways, Danelle, do you have a non-played review of Mario Kart World for us today?
I know, I do. Unfortunately, not like that, but because I really do want to play this darn game. I've been hearing so many mixed reviews about it, though. I mean, haters gonna hate, like always. I like to form my own opinions, though, so I'm not gonna, you know... I mean, I'm gonna be biased on this one just because Mario Kart is probably my number one favorite game of all time. I really want to play this game. Seems like the music is really awesome. Kind of, you already mentioned that. I mean, yeah, the soundtracks in these are super awesome. What else is that I was looking at? I guess you can like customize your cart like ever, never before, which a lot of people were talking about, but I'm not a big customization person. I hate customization features in all games.
Overwhelming or?
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to play. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care about putting stickers on it. I don't care what my character looks like. That is one of the most annoying things whenever you play a game and you like start and you have to like create your character and customize it. I'm like, I don't care. Just go, 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 go. Like
4 hours later.
Yeah, I just can't. But apparently there's a good customization that you can do to that. So, I mean, if you like to do that, it sounds awesome. The graphics are so pretty.
Yes.
They look really amazing. I would love to play it on my 4K TV. So, I don't know. This is one reason why I'm just really... Hopefully someone I know has it, so maybe I can just play it without having to buy it. But, I guess there's the whole, like, free, like, the open world now.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are saying it's kind of boring and it's like really long to like drive around and there's like not much to like do in between. It's very just like bleh.
It's like driving across America.
Yeah. but there's the online play, which, you know, you can play against other people. Yeah. I mean, back in our day, we couldn't do that. You couldn't go online when I was playing Mario Kart and play other people.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not a big online player, though, anyways. I don't.
I'm really, not either.
Really an online person, but. That seems pretty awesome. I was watching some of the intermissions and they seem okay. I like watching them. A lot of people were saying they're just kind of okay as well, but those are always kind of cute to watch. What was the shoot? Now I don't even remember what this is. Knockout Tour. Is that like the, I just wrote Knockout Tour Love. I'm trying to see what's now.
You're trying to think, but nothing happened.
I know. Well, I don't know. But anyways, that seems...
It's like, I'm guessing, like a multiplayer mode. Maybe it's one of the balloon modes, maybe? Or maybe you knock out... Oh, no. I remember something about it, and I don't want to get it wrong. So I kind of vaguely remember it. This is what the beauty of reviewing games without playing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
Why,
I'm right
why
down
would you know everything?
I know. I was like reading and watching and all this stuff too. Now after I'm writing it down, I was like, why did I
yeah.
write that? But let's see. Oh, actually, so what it says though is it says Knockout Tour begins with picking a route, which Mario Kart World involves, yeah, a big old open trek across an open world. And it begins with 24 racers all racing towards the same objective.
I'm guessing like the last ones to not reach the objective or whatever worst time to knock out and so on and so forth. Yeah. That's what I thought. I tend not to like watch too many preview videos of games I want to play because I'd rather just like, you know, type thing. But yeah, that sounds about right.
I heard that Grand Prix mode it sounds so lame to me because it's single lap now. Everybody's saying to me that sounds so stupid. Just one lap and you're done. So I know that seems really lame to me because you're just starting to get going after one lap, so hoping they change that in the future, or maybe they have an option, or maybe they'll release some sort of probably a DLC or something, so like you can now
$40.
No, yeah, dude,
that can't be right. I hope
everybody says Grand Prix mode is one lap.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well,
yeah, so that's kind of like a little disappointing to me.
They'll update it. They'll add it in for free.
There's no 200 CCs in this one.
Well, good.
What?
I can't hang with the. I can.
That's all play. I ever played on. Like, of course, you start out at 50 because you got to get used to the game, and then I never played anything beyond like 200 after like I played the game. I just never maybe 150, but it's so slow. Once you start playing at that higher speed, you can't go low. I don't know. And there's no mirror mode. Nah, I thought that was kind of cool. I liked mirror mode. I mean, I played it only after you played the game for so long. And not to say there's nothing else to do, but you've beaten all the tracks. And then, I might as well play some mirror mode now.
Yeah.
And I guess the only other thing about it is that it's so pricey.
I know.
I mean, my gosh, $80 for games. I barely wanted to get new consoles back in the day because games were like $60.
I know.
Now that it's 80, I'm like, although they might have been that expensive when we were kids, I remember games being, like my mom being like, I'm not spending that on a game.
They were super expensive. The only time like we would ever get it is if some place had some sort of crazy sale or we traded our games in, you know. But
yeah,
80, it's pretty steep. The industry's been threatening that kind of thing for a while, for years, and they finally did it.
Yeah. But I mean, I love the characters, all the iconic maps, all of the music, the graphics. I mean, okay. Mario Kart is just near and dear to my heart. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 just because I'm biased, just because it's Mario Kart. Yeah, absolutely. And I hope to play it someday.
Yeah, someday soon. You forgot to mention a cow, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, because I don't care about that cow. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with this cow.
You know, it's adorable.
I love cows.
I love looking at cows. I love cartoon cows. I love eating cows. I love cheese. I love milk. I mean, cows are great.
They are, but I don't know.
Shout out Harris Ranch. Not driving by
it, though. Oh, gosh. Coalinga. That town is the worst.
Well, the town is fun. Yeah, no, I talk all this trash about Milpitas, and meanwhile, cows.
Coalinga is probably, man, you have to close all your vents and roll up all your windows, and you just got to hold your breath while you're driving through that city.
But then you're halfway to Disneyland, so that's fine.
I know. Yeah. Ooh, Mario Kart World, or the place in Japan where you could go drive around in Mario Kart? Like, oh my gosh, I would have loved to have done that.
And they have, it's like a VR, it's like an AR roller coaster, but they have it at Universal in LA. I think. Not as big, though. Not as big as Japan, but they have, like, a world.
Well, they have the Super Nintendo World or whatever it is.
Right.
Which I saw last year, which was cool. It was beautiful. I mean, walking into that land was so cool. All you get to see, it felt like you're actually immersed inside of, like, the Super Nintendo World. But the rides were so just... Yeah, oh, they do have that Mario Kart, like... That game was so... That ride was so stupid.
Yeah, I've heard weird things. The Donkey Kong one looked cool, though, I think.
I don't know if we did that one.
I don't think it was out when you... Last year. I don't think
okay. It was just the
music stuck in my head, though.
That was another reason why I wanted to get the Switch, too, was because Donkey Kong. I mean, that would be...
Yeah, that game looks amazing.
That looks fun to play. Yeah. There's Street Fighter on there.
Yeah, perfect. You'll get it. We'll get it. Jeff won't get it. That's okay.
He never gets it.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 with an air horn that exploded. This is amazing. Bah, bah,
bah. Yeah. Love me some Mario Kart. Booyakasha. Brr, brr.
5 big booms. Anyways. all right, sweet. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Definitely want to look into the, I got it at Ross.
I love it. I know.
Yeah, I definitely didn't get it at Ross. I won't go to Ross. It's the pits of hell. But I'm definitely interested in that one lap circuit thing that you mentioned. I got to look into that. Or I'll ask Sam Squanch about that. And then he'll write me like a text that's 5 texts and 18 paragraphs long. But all right. So we did that.
We did that.
We're gonna do a new song for you at some point, but give us time. Mm-hmm. And of course, it is time to move on to Rapido Fire. Oh.
Whoa.
And we're gonna talk about some of the best tracks to race on in Mario Kart, but we're not gonna just talk about the track. I like putting Danelle on the spot with Rapid Fire. I kind of told you about it already. I think it's fun.
I know.
But I say a name of a track, and you come up with a tiki drink based off of it. Yes. Why a tiki drink, you ask? Because Mario Kart is colorful, and so are tiki drinks. And here at Double Shift, we like both. We like colors, and we like tiki drinks.
Heck yeah.
And for the fans at home, feel free to have a Mario Kart party and make these tiki drinks. Drinks, of course, is spelled with an X. And send in your photos of your Mario Kart tiki drinks. There's 170 Mario Kart tracks... In all the games, so get ready, Janelle, because we're going to go through all of them. Just kidding. I'm just going to name some. So, you ready for this? I'm going to give you a track name, and you just tell me.
All right, we'll see how I do.
You could just pick specific rums, or you know tiki drinks well enough, I think, to, like, give a general idea of what to tiki
drink. I do. I have a few on my head that I'm probably just going to shout out the ones that I know the most of.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I don't know if it's going to fit. We'll see.
Well, let's start with the most iconic track, which is, of course, Rainbow Road.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course.
This one I'm torn with. I'm thinking, I don't know. I was thinking Mai Tai because it's kind of colorful.
Okay.
But it is a dark drink, though. Maybe even a Blue Hawaiian because those are kind of pretty. But
We'll go on. Sorry, I don't
I'm
want
gonna go
to.
Mai Tai. So we're
Okay.
gonna get some rum, we're gonna have some curacao, some lime juice, and I think there's like some syrup in there. Probably some simple syrup.
And you could add different things, grenadine, whatever, to add some color into it, so it's more of a
Yeah.
it's a tiki rainbow. It's not going to be all the
Yeah.
colors of the rainbow, but
Ooh, maybe I should have done the gummy worm. I think there's like a gummy worm drink or something like that. That should have picked that one for Rainbow Road.
too late now.
I know.
All right. I like it. I like Mai Tais. I like Rainbow Road. And the next one is Donut Plains.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I'm thinking there's gotta, I know there's a banana one.
Dr. Funk, baby.
Is it Dr. Funk?
Well, at least that
Has the banana liqueur in it?
Hula has a Dr. Funk that mixes with
Yeah,
banana, yeah. Tastes like a
so
banana Slurpee.
that's what I'm thinking. So, I was trying to see what's in this one. So it's got some. Wait, what the heck is this? This one's called for absinthe.
Oh my goodness, we don't have that kind of
This
tolerance.
one is just a little. This one's just a little too crazy.
Just
But,
a little bit.
man, I don't remember what's in your Dr. Funk. It's banana liqueur.
Yeah, banana rum. I don't know. It's all banana.
Yeah, I don't know why. For some reason, that one's dropped in my head when you said
Yeah,
that
that
map.
works.
I'm going with a banana drink, banana tiki drink.
Awesome.
Sounds refreshing.
So the next one is Sherbet Land, and you don't get to use Gummy Worm for Rainbow Road, but would you use maybe Gummy Worm for Sherbet Land, which has rainbow qualities?
Oh.
Or would you do, like, I believe there are tiki drinks that have, like, scoops of sherbet.
I know there
Sorry, not
are.
sherbet, sherbet.
I know there was one. I was actually just looking at it last night because I was trying to get some ideas. Nothing happens. There's a pink strawberry sherbet punch. That sounds
Oh,
good. Some
perfect.
pineapple juice, some lemonade, some soda, strawberry soda, some rum. I think a lot of them just have rum in it, don't they? I mean, it's like most
Pretty
tiki
much.
drinks are like.
Pretty much. There might be some whiskey tiki drinks out there, but who wants them? We're here for the rum. We want
Heck
the
yeah.
rum.
I'm a rum runner.
Perfect. Shy Guy Beach.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with my favorite when I go to whatever we just said in Santa Cruz. I can't think of it out.
Hula, mozzarella.
Zombie is
Knew it.
my favorite drink.
Perfect. Perfect.
I don't even know what's in it anymore. It's like
Everything.
I
The
know it's like
zombie is, it's like four different kinds of
Oh,
alcohol.
so it's yeah, dark rum, light rum, bitters, 151, that's what it is. They put 151 on top. Man, when I go there on Sundays for brunch and have one of those, woo!
Yeehaw.
Especially when you drink it before you eat. Like you get it
Yeah.
first before you have your food, and it's like 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh, and they're like, do you want the 12 ounce or a double or something? I'm like, double.
On the
That's
double baby bubble is what you
and
say.
then after that, I'm like, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have got the double this early in the morning.
Know. Yeah, it sounded good at the time.
This one says apricot liqueur, but I don't think that's in the one that they have it.
Yeah, no, I
Apricot
mean,
liqueur.
various places have various zombies, I think, but zombie is one of my favorites too. I love getting it at Trader Sam's at Disneyland, of course.
Oh, I know. I still need to go there.
So that was Shy Guy Beach. I also put down Peach Beach, but basically we're gonna make a zombie and add peach schnapps. That's I'm gonna contribute as well. So Peach Beach is a zombie with peach schnapps. I'm sure it will be good. Next one should be easy. Next track
Okay.
is Coconut Mall.
Oh, I was just gonna say pina colada.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If you like them, getting caught in the rain, you're not
I
into
don't like getting
yoga,
caught in the rain, but
right?
yeah, it's like rum, pineapple juice, cream of coconut.
You know, my favorite pina colada is a pina colada Slurpee that you add rum to from 7-Eleven.
Oh,
Pretty good.
although a painkiller is a close to pina colada, but except I guess instead of coconut, it's got orange juice in it.
Oh, I don't want it. I don't like the. I'm not. Yeah. Sorry. That's my review of a painkiller. All right, two more, but this one I had to put on Maka
What'd you call me?
Woohoo. You heard what I said, Maka Woohoo.
I'm gonna say hurricane.
Yeah, but you could call me Makawoo.
Hurricane. Oh, yeah.
Makes sense to me.
What's it like? Orange juice and I don't know, tropical. I don't even know what's in it. Is it? Does this one have I don't know if it was rum. It is rum. Rum, passion fruit, orange juice, and grenadine. There you go with that grenadine.
Yeah, yeah.
Dark and light. I feel like it's always a mixture of dark and light together. Like, you don't ever use one or the other. You kind of use both.
Yeah, buying tiki drinks is, all the ingredients to make at home is very pricey. But
that's the thing, is I had taken a picture when I went last time to Hula so I could remake these drinks. And I was like, this is like five different liquors. It's going to cost me like $120 to make this drink. Although you can make many with them, with bottles in. But still, like, up front, you got to spend, like, hundreds of dollars
to
make these drinks. And then some of the ingredients go really fast, or you have so much leftover of this. I mean, it's just, that's why it's better just to buy them when you go somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're expensive, but
and you don't want to be drinking that shit all the time, let's be honest. It's a lot of sugar.
I know.
Speaking of sugar, last one, Danelle. Sweet, sweet canyon. Sweet, sweet can.
It's
gotta be something sweet.
Lava flow.
Ooh, nice. That sounds like a shareable.
One of those bowls, sure.
You know.
Lava. Yeah, you like, you take it in the straw, and then you go to your friend to the right, and you just spit it in their mouth.
Oh, in their eye.
That's how they share it. So. Yeah. It flows all over the place, so
that's
why it's called the lava flow.
Okay, it's it's on fire. Her face is burned off now.
Oh, God, I know. Why does she have period blood on her face?
Oh, my God. This is such a wholesome episode until now. Oh, Alberto, it's your fault. Oh, well.
Yeah, lava flow, strawberries, pineapples, coconut rum, and cream of coconut again.
Nice. Oh, they all sound good, you know. I'm gonna tell you.
I know. I'm gonna go to the store after this and.
Oh yeah, no, it sounds amazing. I might just get a Slurpee, but yeah. So listen, fan and multiple fans that we have growing each week, do this. Play Mario Kart. Make one of these tiki drinks. I'll take a Shy Guy Beach, please. Take pictures of you playing Mario Kart, drinking your tiki drinks, and send it to us, and we'll save them for those lonely nights out at sea. What else?
With all those seamen.
Yeah, and the mermaids, and the mermen, and the, you know.
And everything else.
And everything in between. Well, I think about wrapped it up there, Danelle. What did you learn today?
I need to play more Mario Kart. Yeah, it's been way too long. I mean, really, I think the last time I played was 3 years ago.
Damn.
At least.
Damn.
I know.
Shout out to Ron Simmons. Damn. Sorry. wrestling reference there. All right. Well, I've learned that I also would like to play Mario Kart and the new one and play as the cow. So that's what I've learned today.
Have a cow, man.
Yeah, but speaking of cows, Danelle, are you ready to get to our main topic of the day that I mentioned at the top of the show, which was frog baseball?
No.
That party pooper, Jeff, party pooper, don't forget to wipe. Well, getting the high sign from Jeff, so I guess it's time to say goodbye, Danelle.
Goodbye. I want to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, Gabby. Thank you for listening every week. Love you.
Gabby. And listen, Gabby, this one's just for you today. May your gamer score be heavy and your backlog be light. May your connection be strong and your aim precision tight. May your Joy-Cons be as mighty as the ocean. But never should they drift with that Shy Guy tiki drink beach thing that we mentioned earlier. And for all you QA pirates drinking rum out there, you'll survive. Yarr! Double shift. Later, husband.
Bye!